It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
I don't think you're supposed to be taking walks from the beach.
Ba-do-zap, ba-do-zap.
Opinions is a rectum.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Season four, your mom's a whore. Pizza time.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
I have four recliners. He has three.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Well, my profession is that I don't work, okay? And I love it because I get to take advantage of so many things, and work sucks. My nickname is number one because I'm always the first person in line for everything. Well, my main thing is going to see free movies because I love movies, and why should I pay for something that I don't have to? My idea of hell is that there wouldn't be any more freebies in town. My idea of heaven would be to go out with as many hot guys as possible. I'm a glutton because I am always hungry, and I'm hungry right now. I love to eat. Dream date? Gotta be somebody wild and crazy like myself. Nobody laid back. If I was in the witness protection program, I would move to Denmark because they have the best looking guys. You should date me because I'm not boring, I'm wild and crazy, and there's a possibility that we could have sex if you play the song Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Hey, happy Tuesday.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. We're in the Town Fair Tire Studios. At least Rich and Joe Murray are. I'm in Tennessee. You can call us at 617-779-0985. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. Subscribe to 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Be glad you are in Tennessee today. Yesterday, it was, if you stepped outside, it was like walking through hot, sweaty soup. The air, of all the years I've lived here, I've never seen it as hazy and smoky as it was yesterday. That whole wildfires thing from California, it reached a level yesterday that I just can't honestly fathom how that smoke has gotten all the way across the country to here, to the point where the Boston skyline was missing. And I was in Boston, and I couldn't see some of it. Like, it was so bad that about, like, 7 or 8 blocks away, I was over kind of near, the Common yesterday. And if you were at the Common and looked down Boylston Street, it was tough to see near where the Prudential was. It was so smoky. And the other thing, too, Fred, that was crazy was that it wasn't just that it was, like, hazy. It was that you could smell the actual smoke in the air outside. Everything was orange. And the worst part about it was, like, I went walking, like, about, I had to go, like, maybe, like, 10 blocks or something yesterday. By the time I got home, I was just covered in sweat. It, like, cooked you. And I was thinking about the people at Fenway Park last night, Fred, and I'm just like, I can't think of a more miserable night to be there. Like, it's worse than on a day that it was. I'd rather have it be 100 degrees outside than what it was yesterday. It, like, cooked you like an oven. And Joe, I know you were with Bird for a while, and Bird actually sent me a photo of you guys on the road, and it was driving into town, and it just looked like you couldn't see, like, literally anything on the horizon. And I think today, Fred, is going to be another day fairly similar, but there's, of course, all this air warnings and stuff. But, I mean, I can't even...
Unhealthy today, Rich. Unhealthy for all Massachusetts counties except Plymouth, Bristol, and the Cape and the Islands.
Now, Fred, I know we were talking about this the other day, and you seem to know a little bit about, like how this is... Why is it... Like, this isn't everywhere in the East Coast, right? For some reason, it's, like, somehow... Like, there's a street.
Jet stream.
Yeah, but it's, like, it's coming directly to Boston, right? It's almost like it's missing everywhere else. There's, like, this, like, path, the jet stream that just... it lands right here, right?
So it can vary, but it's the jet stream right now, yeah. It's the same reason when you're in a plane... And sometimes, have you ever been on a plane and you're going out west and they go, well, this is going to take a really long time.
Yeah.
It's because you're going against the heavy jet stream. And I guess the way the jet stream is now, I haven't read about it, but I guess the way it is now is Boston is reaping the rewards of our planet slowly deteriorating, or now quickly deteriorating. What was once science fiction is now coming to roost.
Oh, it's just, I mean, it was just miserable outside. I mean, I saw a bunch of people, like, walking around, and everyone's just, like, dripping with this sweat. It bakes you everywhere you go. So today is going to be a fun one over at Fenway Park.
All I know is that you might not be having a good time, but Joe Murray is thick as thieves over there with one Bird. They are the Cape power couple.
Yeah, they just they went down on Friday and just got back yesterday. Is that right?
Oh,
and if you haven't seen
Bird it,
I don't know, Fred, if you have are able to look on the video camera, but Joe, listen, the weekend is not ended for Joe because
I'm watching it.
He's got the most festive Hawaiian shirt on right now. Mm-hmm. It's like pineapples galore.
Yeah. He came. He said it's summer. He said we're gonna let some buttons go.
Yeah.
And we're gonna enjoy the summer. There's nothing wrong with that.
He walked into Tommy Bahama and said, "I'll take it."
Yep.
You know what? Doesn't matter. Give it to
craft me your finest pineapple.
There's a lot of them in there. If you go up there, there's probably about 12 of these bad boys.
So you and Bird. I mean, that's just the two couples. The power couples.
Yeah, it was cool. We went to the Cape this weekend, but we met like maybe five other couples that were down there. So
really?
We raged this weekend.
Yeah.
It was good, man.
What's a Joe and Bird rage like?
Yesterday we had the meats. I didn't bring the meats this time. But they were very good. We grilled it up yesterday.
They were inferior from the last time you were there, though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Very. Yeah.
Yeah, very disappointing.
Nothing topped the last.
No. Unless Joe brings the meats, which he has a receipt for.
Yep.
He has an invoice for those meats.
I do.
Should anyone question him?
Yep. But we ripped it up, man. And we ended up, the problem is the ladies want to go out to the bar at the end of the night, mm-hmm. which is like no good. But
Rich, you don't understand that Joe, don't let the sitting there fool you. He's a dancing fool.
Oh.
You get Joe out to the bars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, well, I don't go on the dance floor, but I'm bobbing my head.
You're pulling a bit like a big papa.
Oh, yeah, see, when you said you...
Yeah, you said me.
I made the mistake, Joe. I made the mistake, Joe, of assuming when you said you like to dance... In that you did dance. You're saying that...
It's couch dancing. It's like, you know, booth dancing.
Well, okay. You know? So when you say dancing, you mean sitting.
It's
there.
Like the old Biggie, you know, videos when he's got the cane and he's just moving a little bit. That's kind of like me, you know?
You've looked at the careers of Big Pun and Biggie and said, this is the way I'm going
to
roll.
Watching Joe Booth dance, I've seen it in person before. It's impossible not to be in a great mood. It's like, I mean, it's one of those things, Fred, where he sits back and, like, while the music's going, like, you know, his ladies will be dancing, but he'll just have this, like, smiling face of content, like, everything is right in the world. Watch these shoulders move an inch or two at a time.
Yeah, he's got a drink within distance of reaching distance. And perhaps fine meats.
right.
Not further, much further away.
Oh, yeah.
So you met these, but it's basically the nucleus of the group is you, your wife, Bird, and his girlfriend. When is Bird getting married?
I don't know. He's got his sister's wedding coming up, and then who knows?
There's so many obstacles in the way of that marriage happening. I mean, his sister is getting married. He could never propose. So that seems like a couple that is eventually going to walk down the aisle.
I think so. We'll find out. I mean, they're great to party with. I'll tell you that. Like, we go out, we have fun, no drama.
What is Bird like? You know,
honest, like, we know him as like the goofy kid or whatever. No, he. This weekend, I called him like the golden retriever of the crew because, man, hey Bird, can you help us? He just runs and does everything. Hey, we bring the bags down. We go get the ice. We pull the car around. He's that guy.
So he's the opposite of what he was at work.
I'm just nodding my head, going, "Wow, I've never seen that side of Bird."
When you're not, ever. And I'm being serious. When you're not paying him, he's a great guy to have around because he'll do all the dirty work. When you're paying him, he'll literally bring in headphones. So the show doesn't disturb him while he watches movies. Fred, you're exaggerating. No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
And then when you question him on his headphones, he does not feel any embarrassment. In fact, he gets aggressive and starts challenging you for asking him why he would be watching movies during the 4 hours of day that he has to work. Because people will go, oh, you guys work 4 hours a day, and if you want to feel that way, that's fine. And I would stand by working 4 hours a day because I see how other people work. And if you think you're putting in a four-hour day, most of you aren't. But nonetheless, if you think that we just get on and this is what we do, that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. But for Bird, legitimately, he just had to sit there for 4 hours. And then there was no responsibility once the show ended. There was no responsibility. It just was... It's 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock. That's
6 o'clock.
All.
Yeah, that, wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it wasn't always 6 o'clock.
We
six
always
sometimes I get a text at 6 o'clock.
The responsibility was to be there from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock.
Is in quotes, Fred. Right.
Right. Exactly. And that was too much. He needed to watch his movies. So, he needed to watch his videos.
So what is it like? Like, what's a weekend with Bird like? Other than that, he gets your stuff.
He
for
grilled
you.
Yesterday, which is great. That was good because it was hot yesterday. I didn't want to leave the beach, and he's like, "I'm going to go out." He had to leave early because obviously the
beach must have sucked.
I loved it. It was like
with that haze,
so it wasn't too bad where we were. But yeah, the best thing about Bird is like he'll be like, I'll grab the cooler. I have a big Yeti cooler. Like, this thing's like, you know, 80 pounds with booze in it. You know, and he's like, I'll drag it around. I got it. Don't worry about it. I'm like, all right, dude. He like carries everyone's bags. I mean, he really is like a chauffeur. I kind of want to tip him sometimes, you know, for. Everything that he does. But yeah, that we called him the golden retriever of our friends this weekend.
Okay. So. Did you go to some of those Cape bars? Like,
we did. Yeah. So I'll tell you guys one funny story. One of the groups that we were with, huge fans of the show, by the way, there was a bachelorette party going on. But there were like three girls from like out of town. Like,
yeah.
They weren't party girls. And somehow these bachelorettes went back to the house of the friends that we were at. So I don't know what happened or anything like that, but... Imagine just being down on the Cape with three chicks on a bachelorette party, and then some dudes are like, hey, do you want to come back with us and hang out? And they'd go. Like, I don't know any other story from there.
That's
something pretty cool what I heard.
Okay, because that is almost, that. If I'm not mistaken, that almost never happens. Because bachelorette parties are like the biggest tease as far as if you're like a single guy in the history of going to bars. Because everyone thinks, whoa, these girls are ready to party, have a good time. No. They are as ironclad and sticking together and like no girl left behind. Any guy who has tried to infiltrate a bachelorette party almost always fails.
Well, the frustrating thing about it is that the girls, you'll pull two girls and they'll get away from their flock and they'll be down. And then like one of the girls that you showed no interest in will ultimately guilt them into telling them that you can't leave the party.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's 2 o'clock in the morning, they'll say that you can't leave. Yeah, that's happened to me a million times. That's what's frustrating about it is that you'll have infiltrated the flock. You'll have pulled two of the birds away, and you will have them down to go. And then the mayor, the old maid of the bunch will catch wind that there is something afoot.
No,
we all said we were going to go back together.
They treat them like wounded soldiers, and they bring them back in.
We all said we'd go home together. And I'm not talking about these girls being wasted. I'm talking about them making their own decisions. I've seen girls get in crying fights, like fights where they end up crying. Now, never successfully pulled, to my knowledge. I've hooked up with girls that were at bachelorette parties, but then when it came time to leave, there was never, I don't recall a situation where I was able to pull that off.
So I always, whenever I'm out with Bird, I'm always fascinated at how anywhere I go, he immediately gets recognized.
It happened. Somebody from Everett that he went to high school with was at the bar we were at.
Of course. It's always like somebody not from the radio who knows him just from being the king of Everett.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a true story. It happened this weekend.
Okay. All right. So who gets recognized more when you're at the Cape? Bird or you?
Me. Definitely.
Okay. So it's you.
Yeah.
And that's all from the radio.
The greatest part is like they see me and then I say, hey, this is Bird. And they freak out. Because it's like, whoa, both of you guys are here. Like, it's like one of those things. So
their head starts spinning.
But the thing is that he, like me, I'll shake hands, kiss babies, and then here's Bird. And then I'm out. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like Bird takes over.
So you use him a lot. He carries your stuff. He runs interference for you.
He's very good at that, I got to tell you.
But I'll tell you is that, you know, because Joe gives people some notice that he's coming.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Joe will have done a solid 8 hours of radio telling them that he's coming to the Cape.
Traffic updates on Saturday. I'm like, hey, that's right. What's going on?
That's right.
Today?
So if you're at the Cape, you know Joe's coming.
So you kind of you lay the quote unquote subtle groundwork in order that maybe if you show up, there might be some sort of special treatment. Is that what you're hoping for?
I'm always planting seeds. All right, planting seeds everywhere I go, man.
That's right. And I bet you that Bird paid for every ounce of that meat that he got.
He did actually.
Big Dummy doesn't have that outlet like you have.
Should have just asked, but yeah, whatever.
Well, you know, some people just are on this earth not to eat free meat, I guess.
I got that invoice, I'm telling you.
That's right. All right, listen.
Do you got any pictures? Because I want to see someone from the weekend.
Oh, yeah, I'll see what I got.
All right. Bird and Joe's excellent adventure is something that I kind of need a little more info on.
When they swap partners and things, yes, they have pictures of us constantly. They have them everywhere. All right, well, I'm glad that you are enjoying yourself. I'm sleeping on an air mattress, so I'm having the time of my life. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
Oh, nothing to see here. Just another dramatic comeback win for the Boston Red Sox.
All right, we will talk about that in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
I think I just heard some of it. 985 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Joe's looking at something.
He's trying to find pictures from this weekend. He was showing me a couple of things. And
trying to show something I can share. I just need approval first.
I guess there's hot tub video of Bird. Just enjoying the super sexy hot tub.
No, you need permission before you can show that to Ridge?
Well, I don't have the picture. I'm asking, hey, can you guys send it to me so I can show it?
Oh, okay. All right, Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, how about that? Another dramatic comeback win for the Boston Red Sox.
Here's the 3-1. High fly ball. That one checked to right center field. That one's picked up back soon. There.
Let it fly. Let it think about that one.
Oh, he was
put down your popcorn and soda pop. You got yourself a souvenir.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at this point, it is kind of getting absurd. The Sox get their league-leading 33rd come-from-behind win of the season. In each of their last two games, they trailed going into the eighth, and in last night's case, it was, once again, Alex Verdugo and his two-run blast that changed that 4-3 deficit into a one-run lead, which they ended up keeping. And then it was up to Matt Barnes to close things out.
1-2 to Springer. Swing popped up. And a short right, Chavis on Renfro in. Chavis is there. He's got it. And the Red Sox do it yet again.
And that is save number 22 for Matt Barnes. The Sox now find themselves at a season-high 23 games above 500. They are 6-1 in their last seven games. And, Fred, I know we've kind of been talking about this team having shades of 2013. 2013, if you remember, it took people forever to get on board with them. I remember that people weren't even watching them because of the bad taste in their mouth from what had happened just 1 year earlier with Bobby Valentine. And I remember it wasn't until almost like when the playoffs had started that people started really realizing that that was like one of those teams that was special. And I think a lot of it had to do with Koji Uehara becoming this out of nowhere story. And then, you know, I mean, they also had was it Lackey and Lester at the time too, who were pitching well. The one weird thing about this one is that other than, I guess, just these come from behind wins, there isn't like a story that you can really latch onto. You know, I guess it's just the way that they continue to win games. And I know that there's guys like Devers, who's obviously, you know, playing great baseball. But I mean, it's like you're still getting that feeling without that one statistical thing that you can point to that you think might help put them over the top. So it's a very weird decision that I know that Chaim Bloom's going to make coming up at the trade deadline, is that it just, you know, it feels like a team you need to be investing in. They're definitely in the position, as far as their standing, that you should consider investing in. But there's still part of you that just believes that maybe this could all crumble. You know what I mean? And I know that Chris Sale's coming back. I don't know if anyone really is expecting him to do a ton before the end of the year. But I can see Chaim Bloom is in a weird position going into this trade deadline.
I mean, you expect Sale to be your number one starter. I would expect that.
You think that he is going to be able to come in and immediately, because, I mean, obviously not a ton of the season left.
Well, that's good for him. His history is that he completely breaks down over the course of the season. So this is good for him.
I also think he's an ace, like a real, not just a guy who comes in and stops losses or anything. That's going to bleed through that whole staff.
Well, you would hope so, but you sent this, Joe, as I've been talking about Anthony Rizzo being someone that I would target above everyone else if I was the Red Sox, and now it is coming out that they are indeed targeting.
Yeah, they need a first
Anthony
baseman.
Rizzo.
They
need a first baseman above everything else. They're not going to be able to get a quality starting pitcher.
Yeah,
they're just not going to be able to. So. And you know, I don't think the Nationals are trading Scherzer, but even if they did, I'm not giving up what would be required to get him. And because they're talking about the Cardinals getting him, and the Cardinals would have to give up one of their top pitching prospects, which if I'm the Red Sox, I'm not doing. And but Anthony Rizzo is someone that they could get. And, you know, he was in the system. And I think if you get him, he's a, you know, former All-Star. He's someone who maybe that gooses the team a little bit and people start getting a little bit more excited about things because they realize that, all right, you brought a star in and a guy who's going to contribute immediately. So if you get Sale and Rizzo, now all of a sudden you're discussing the possibility of winning the American League.
And this isn't just like some random thing
not
that's being
World
thrown
Series,
out.
Not the World Series, but the American League.
Well, I mean, this is something that the Twitterverse is into. Buster Olney is the one who came out and said that he believes that that's the trade that's going to happen. And good. I mean, it seems like there's questions as to whether or not Chaim Bloom would do something like that. It just kind of seems making a big move like that is, you know, a little out of his character.
I don't know how crazy you'd have to get. They're selling everything over there. Kimbrel's the guy that is going to demand the most. Then Bryant. Then, I mean, they could be getting rid of everyone.
Second base.
Baez, who went insane yesterday. Did you see what Baez did after he hit that game winner? Throwing the bat at the pitcher and going nuts. So there's Baez. So Rizzo, I don't know. I don't know what Rizzo's going to take. You're not going to have to deplete your farm system to get Rizzo. So it's something that is a major need for them. Is a position. There's no excuse of not having someone who can play it. They thought they might have a kids, but obviously that platoon situation's not working. So you bring Rizzo in, that solves a lot of problems. And you bring him in, you get Sale back, and you could win the American League. You're not going to beat anybody that comes out of the National League, but you could win the American League.
So
probably get swept in the World Series.
I was just saying, Fred, it seems like there's, you know, I've seen people trying to figure out what it would take to get Anthony Rizzo, and I know that Tim Kurchin came out and says he didn't think it was going to happen because I guess what they were going to be demanding is like they're saying similar to what Nelson Cruz got.
They say that now, but again, they need to trade Kimbrel, who should demand the most. He's the biggest name available at the trade deadline, the most effective at the trade deadline. So then you have him, and like Joe said, you have Baez and you have Bryant. So if you're trading all these pieces, I mean, there comes a point where there's going to be diminishing returns. And they're playing for nothing right now. They need to get rid of these guys. These are all expiring contracts. They need to get rid of these guys. And so, you know, they haven't been able to make these deals happen this season. So I really don't know what the Cubs would be expecting in return for a rental for the fourth guy that, you know, the fourth most important guy that they're getting rid of.
See, I'd expose Jeter Downs. That's what I would do. You just drafted a shortstop. You're loaded at the position. He's one of their top prospects. Like, it makes sense. Like, that guy could be their second baseman or shortstop in the future. So I think that's what makes sense. But the one big thing with this whole run is it's been a different guy every night. You know, last night it's Verdugo. Devers has been hot.
Yeah, like, he's just been consistently great.
And if you look at his contract situation, he's the guy in this town that deserves a new deal. He's got two more years of arbitration. I'd rip those up, man. And they're probably not going to do it because they'll have
control next year. No, they're not going to do that. Yeah.
But he's
under your control.
But I'm telling you, man, that guy, he's going to be like a $25 million a year player.
If I'm an agent, I want you as GM.
Think about it. He's making $4 million this year. If he goes to arbitration, what's he going to make next year at arbitration? Like $15 million?
Yeah, but I'm not on the hook for some big deal with him.
True.
No,
long term, yeah.
No,
you will be at some point.
Yes, you will be. But why do it early? Do it now.
But I would wait.
I mean, they didn't do that with Mookie Betts. So it's like maybe you should think about that for the future here.
Well, you have 2 years left, so I wouldn't do it now.
Yeah, it's like spend money when you don't have to.
Well, all right. I see. That's why I think differently here. I think this is the guy you want to, because you don't know the future of Bogarts. He could opt out. JD Martinez could opt out. Like, if you show that you believe in this kid, maybe Xander Bogarts will opt in. So
Bogarts took less money to stay here anyway.
Yeah, but he's going to opt out, and make way more money. He's in the prime of his career right now.
Yeah, but I don't think that he wants to leave.
Yeah, no, but I still think he's going to opt out and get more money.
Yeah, he's going to want more money, but they're going to pay him. These are the guys.
That's
that
the thing we don't know about Chaim Bloom. I'm dead serious. We don't know that about him.
Well, okay, we don't know. Okay, all right. So, Chaim Bloom was put in this position to rebuild the farm system. not, but that does not mean get rid of homegrown guys and let them walk. That's the opposite of what they'd be doing. They're not the Tampa Bay Rays. You keep the homegrown guys, and that's what you build your foundation upon, and then you sprinkle in other than that. I mean, they're not in a Tampa Bay Rays situation where they have to keep churning and churning and churning. So, no, I think Bogaerts retires. The Red Sox are close to it.
Hope so.
Well, they can't let him go. I don't know if he's going to play shortstop for the rest of his career, but he's going to play somewhere.
That's why this trade deadline's interesting. Like, you don't know if what direction they're going to go in. Do they not want to spend money? Do they want to add? Do they want to remove their farm system? Like, right now, we really don't know.
I don't think it's spending money because they're playing well. It's all about their farm system. And in getting it back up to some kind of workable measure, just get it to a place where, if you wanted to, you know, you have this season and the next season, if you want to add someone, then you've developed the assets to be able to do so. But I don't think that he's under the directive of, if they're playing well, not spending money, it's just not giving up the assets. So. I wouldn't worry as a Red Sox fan about Bogaerts leaving. I wouldn't worry about a Red Sox fan about Devers leaving. Those are the exact kind of guys. I mean, that's baseball 101. I mean, if you gave Chaim Bloom exactly what he wanted to do, he would say, yeah, I want to develop guys and keep them. I want to develop guys
Unless their name is Mookie Betts.
Well, Mookie Betts was when they were tearing this team down to build up this farm system. I mean, you can't punish Chaim Bloom and punish ownership for this team being good. I mean, they didn't assume they would be this quickly, and by a stroke of luck, they are.
Got to give him credit for bringing Cora back, though. I got to tell you that. Highly criticized.
Big deal, Mookie Betts. This is all gravy. They were able to move Mookie Betts, get something in return. And now they're winning. Let's not punish the guy for winning.
Well, if you're willing, to sit in that thick and lazy air for several hours, you can watch Game 2 against the Blue Jays tonight at Fenway. And you can see Bird on TV, which I actually saw last night. He got a nice little, almost a close-up, actually. He took up about a quarter of the screen. Not bad FaceTime. First pitch is at 7:10.
All right. He was fresh off the Cape.
That's right.
He was coming in hot off the Cape.
Good, man. Get that salt and pepper beard going. He was wearing Hawaiian shirts this weekend. Great. I mean, the only thing we're missing is Lays, man. You know?
All you're missing is what?
Those Lays. The Hawaiian Lays.
Yeah. The boys were there to relax. The shirts let you know they were there to relax.
We were letting it hang out, bro. I was letting it all hang out this weekend.
Would you get nude or something?
No. There's no nude beach.
Just short shorts. There's a nude beach in Nantucket, by the way.
There is. Whoa.
It's called Pickle Beach. I didn't even know about it.
Oh.
Yeah. And apparently it's just like old dudes. It's like an old dude nude beach.
Generally, that's the case with nude beach.
That's generally the gym if you go to it.
Yeah. Sure. Right. Basically, it's like the locker room. Yeah, it's the YMCA locker room, except on a beach.
You can go to the West Suburban YMCA, which I have not been to in like 2 years, but they used to have a leather couch in a small room with a television, and dudes... Why you would watch TV in that locker room, in that small-ass room, I don't know. But I don't know if they were in World War II or what the deal was. But those dudes would sit nude on that couch, and I don't know. I mean, are you washing that couch if you're the guy who has to clean up? I mean, I'm not washing the couch.
At least they're sitting down. Whenever in there, it's always, for some reason, there's like this extended stretching session.
Oh, they do it in the steam room at the West Suburban YMCA.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was in there one time where there was a guy doing an elaborate stretching thing on the top shelf of the steam room. Yeah. Steam room, not sauna, which is grosser. And just stretch it out nude. I have no idea. Were his muscles more pliable? I have no idea what the hell the guy was thinking.
Oh, and it's always quite the Laffy Taffy situation, too, when you're in there.
Yeah, what are you doing? I don't know. I mean, if I don't get into the steam room nude and really stretch it out, I mean, I'm sore the next day. Okay. What trainer told you that? What elite athlete? You're 70 years old, stretched out in a steam room.
That's right. It's rule number one, air out the boys. Yeah, everyone knows that.
Like, your balls need to be out, man. I don't know. I'm tight, trainer. I'm tight in my hammies. Well, are you taking your pants off?
Have you tried exposing your junk? Thank you, doctor. I think I will try that.
Exactly. I am going.
Hello?
No.
What? Hi. I'm not playing that.
Playing what?
Are you guys hearing next Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day?
No.
Okay, I'm hearing stuff that's playing in queue.
Okay. All right.
So when we came back from break, I heard the highlight you were going to play.
Okay.
So I thought out of nowhere, it said next Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day, and I heard it in my headphones, and I'm like, that's the latest drop we've ever played on the show.
I'm not quite sure what that was.
No, I can see you, and I can see you're not touching nothing. And I know, I'm guessing it's not Joe.
It might be coming from us, Fred, in the control room. That's why when you were talking before, I didn't realize it, but we'll try to figure it out.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear.
So there's something that we're doing in here that's feeding just you.
Maybe we should do that for the next Basil. Ooh, man. Hawaiian.
No, ooh, that man. I can hear.
Oh, okay, good. Because I'm actually playing that.
That's Rich.
Yeah. That I can hear. I had more people that we worked with. I mean, when I say more, I mean four or five. When we played the alcohol stuff, reach out. That. In the industry, that might be the most downloaded thing we've ever done. Adam 12 listened to it 5 times.
Because he knew him.
Yeah.
We're trying to find him. I want him on.
Oh, yeah. You got to have Al Cole on. But I have a feeling he's going to have demands. Like, I have a feeling like he's going to want, like, a lot of money to come on.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. He's going to want, like, $500 to come on. And we're going to be like, all right, man. Like, occasionally, he'll pull, like, a Sarge. Like, I got the trainer at 8.
You take all my love.
All right. Well, you know what? Maybe it's worth it. Maybe we'll give him some, like, you know, coupons for Dom's sausage or something. Come on, Joe. Maybe.
Don't abuse Joe. Don't pull a Sarge on Joe. That's Joe's connection.
Fred gave me the idea to have a ticket that just says, hey, Joey Mercer.
Yeah. Joe should have something that you can print out on the internet. When it was Joe, me, and Hook.
Murray money.
I was like, you know what, Joe?
Joe Bucks.
I know why you're on the radio now. Just have a web page where you just print out a thing that just a page and says Joey Murray sent me.
Right. And they're called Joe Bucks. That'll be it. You go in there.
Joe Bucks. That's right. Every time you go, you just keep getting more points.
Yeah. No, and there's just the guy who knows Joe's doing his job. Joe's in there. He's making things happen.
Selling the sausage.
He's selling the sausage. All right, what's coming up?
All right, well, the Aaron Rodgers thing took quite a turn yesterday.
Wow, shocking.
Uh-huh, and it's a huge shocker to everyone. Also, Deshaun Watson, we got some news on that. It looks like the Texans are open for business.
Yeah, they're asking for a lot. All right, we'll be right back here.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
They've got the insiders.
Jaffe, hello, sir.
Insiders.
Maybe you know something. I doubt it.
No, I don't know anything.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Danny and Fox Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Wish. And if you're on Twitch, you get a treat. You get a kitty cat. A new kitty.
Oh, you got a new cat?
Well, we got it for my mom. But the new kitty. All right. It's a tough world. And she just smelled my mom's dead cat. That is because some of my mom's old cat stuff is out, and now the cat is like, where is the other cat? I don't know where it is.
Did your mom cremate it? Does she have the box with the ashes in it by any chance still?
No, it's just an old cat bed that has cat fur in it. And so this cat is like, smelled it and was like, wait a second. There is something amiss. There is another cat somewhere in the house. But I will get into it. A whole scene here. Very little sleep. I'm sleeping on an air mattress because I snore, and I have to get up early. So this is in that between that and this cat and my daughter's reaction to this cat is a whole scene. All right, Rich, what's going on?
Well, after an off season of threats, posturing, and pouting, Aaron Rodgers, he is set to return to Green Bay, but not for long. According to Adam Schefter, over the weekend, the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, they were able to mutually agree upon terms that would have Aaron Rodgers drop his plans to skip training camp. As a matter of fact, he arrived at like midnight last night. There was all these like videos. The lucky person who happened to be at the airport to get him into the cover of darkness. He is indeed in town, and he will return for the season under a new set of conditions. The conditions are as follows. They have not yet been agreed upon, but it sounds like this is essentially what is going to happen. Number one, the 2023 year in Rodgers' contract, the last one in his current deal, would be voided with no tags allowed in the future. The Packers would agree to review Rodgers' situation at the end of this season. Number three, Rodgers' contract would be adjusted with no loss of income to give the Packers more cap room now. And number four, it's been stated that they said mechanisms will be put in place to address Rodgers' issues with the team. Now, that last one seems a bit vague, but according to Schefter, that implies that the team will trade Rodgers if he still feels the way he does about the Packers and their culture and their decision-making at the end of this upcoming season. So if the Packers sign off and the agreement is finalized soon, here's the biggest thing Rodgers is going to receive: the freedom to decide where he wants to play in 2022. So Freddie's basically forced the Packers to put him in essentially the same position that Tom Brady was in during his last season with the Patriots. So,
well, good.
Yeah.
So listen, so he had no negotiating power going into this. He was going to have to play for the Packers or retire. And we'll see how he plays this season, and we'll see what teams are willing to do to get him.
See, I think that that's a win for Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, it's a win for Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh, I think it's a win for the Packers.
Well, no. Well, listen.
How?
Here's why it's a win for Aaron Rodgers. Is because they didn't have to do anything. And so Aaron Rodgers getting anything is fine. Now,
yep.
In I don't know how this is all going to be contractually and the legalities of things and how much they can demand that, or how much Rodgers can demand to be traded and how they have to follow through on that. That all remains to be seen.
It sounds to me, Fred, like he is going to have the freedom to leave at the end of next year. He can call the shot.
I understand that. I don't.
And what they get in return is that he plays for them this year.
I understand that. I don't know the legalities of that or how much Aaron Rodgers can hold them to that. So, again, you know, because he has no power, and it could just be lip service, and Aaron Rodgers could want to, you know, sound like he got something, and he really didn't. But, yeah, I mean, it's a win for Aaron Rodgers in that they could have just said, you get nothing and like it. And, you know, they are giving him something. And now it's going to be interesting because he'll be, what, 38, 37 the next time that he comes up. And so, you know, I'm wondering what teams will give up for him.
Oh, teams are going to give up the farm for Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know. How's he going to play this year? Oh. I mean, you're only getting...
They're going to get a boatload for him. Boatload.
How much?
Well, I mean,
I think at least a first and two, maybe.
He's 37 now, so he'll be 38. How much are you going to give up?
Fred, the Tom Brady thing changed everything.
I know. I'm asking, how much are you giving up for him?
Oh, there's going to be teams that'll give up three firsts.
Oh God!
I think that
you don't think so.
I think it's a first pick in something.
See, I thought that the whole offer that, well, first of all, I know that there are places, we're talking about Deshaun Watson in a second, they were trying to get three firsts for him.
He's 25 years old.
I understand that. But if you are a team that is like the Denver Broncos, we've been talking about how they're just a quarterback ready to go. Like, there are going to be teams that will be willing to give up their future to get Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback.
I will tell you right now, they're not going to give up multiple first round picks. It depends. See, like if it was like a Seattle or someone, they could give up multiple. They could give up two first round. Jamal Adams went for two first round picks. I bet you Aaron Rodgers is similar compensation to Jamal Adams.
You know what's going to be interesting?
Which is crazy to say because Jamal Adams plays a useless position, and Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. They say. I don't know that, but they say that. I mean, he certainly doesn't play like it a lot or doesn't win like that a lot. But I'll be interested to see just what they get. I'll be interested to see just how much teams are willing to mortgage the future.
The MVP of the league, you know?
But if you see what happens to a team like the Patriots when they whiff on a bunch of first-round picks. So imagine just not having those first-round picks.
Well, think about it this way, Fred. I think that the ask will be the three because, I mean, if they're asking that for Deshaun Watson, they're going to ask that for Aaron Rodgers. Realistically, he'll absolutely get two. Multiple picks, there's no question because there's going to be a ton of teams coming up that are going to feel that they're going to be able to use Aaron Rodgers. I mean,
they'll get two first-round picks, but it will be from a team that has low first-round picks. They're not going to get a top 10 pick in the draft.
I don't know. What if you're someone like the Giants?
What about Eagles?
Yeah.
The Giants are a good one.
Like if the Giants decide that Daniel Jones isn't the guy this year.
Okay, so it would be Daniel Jones a first and a second.
Sure.
I still think you can get two first round picks.
All right, then Daniel Jones and two first round picks, but then once you have Aaron Rodgers, those picks are going to be low. I mean, those are going to be in the 20s.
Well, no. I'm talking about, but the picks, I guess you're right. Once you have because it would be for, because it could be for the upcoming draft that they would have. It could be for that year's draft, which it would be low.
Get multiple picks.
You would get one good pick and then one lower pick.
You would get one mid-round pick because I don't think the Giants. All right, this cat is going crazy.
I know I'm against it, but this is a win for the Packers because they get Rodgers now. And they can control where they send him next.
They can't. No, apparently
they can't control where to trade.
That's right now what they're. Once again, this has not been finalized. But what I read yesterday is that it sounds like part of this negotiation is that Aaron Rodgers wants to be. He wants to be free to wherever he wants to go.
Yeah, but it's just be free agent though. But like if he's still in a car, they can still trade him.
But from what I guess, he has the power. I know it's really weird.
The legalities, it doesn't pan out. There's no way in the collective bargaining agreement a player in mid contract can turn around and change the language that he can go wherever he wants to go.
No.
This all sounds very nice.
He basically can tell them no. Like, he's got the power to shoot down any deals. So he can pick where he wants to go, essentially.
So, all right, within reason. But the Packers still have all the control. Listen, this is all very nice stuff to say to him, and he comes out looking like a rose. When it comes down to doing it, we'll see what ends up happening. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power Tee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.